This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And move for the architects of the Great Reset following the pandemic vaccine rollout that is slowly happening, killing millions as I speak, will be known as cyber warfare.
Imagine one day you woke up to find your phone was dead, your bank account was empty, and when you turned on the faucet, nothing came out. You can't go to a neighbor for help because they're all in the same situation. You have no idea how it happened or even how you could figure that out. Don't start freaking out just yet, but this reality could be a lot closer than you might think.
And just as the pandemic was publicly forecasted amongst its conspirators months before its rollout, so too it goes with the coming cyber warfare predictive programming of the flip of the power grid kill switch.
Cyber attacks must be treated as a serious threat by our leadership at the highest levels.
Look, today my administration issued new warnings that based on evolving intelligence, Russia may be planning a cyber attack against us.
We've already seen with the Colonial Pipeline and with many others, it's not just stealth of data, it's shutdown of critical infrastructure. And we've seen it with Colonial Pipeline, we've seen it with hospitals, we've seen it with factories that were shut down. And many of these attacks are activated by private organizations, private criminals, but some of these attacks are also behind them there is government-sponsored attack.
But which governments have embedded what is known as the Swiss Army knife of malware into critical infrastructure? All signs point to the United States government.
It was looking for these things that are called PLCs, or these small computers that control things like factories, like the power grid.
What you see here is the code that is put onto the PLC, and this is a normal process. Code goes onto the PLC, turns the PLC on or off, and controls it.
As the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency wrote in their alert for the APT cyber tools targeting ICS SCADA devices, the Department of Energy, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the National Security Agency, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation are releasing this joint cybersecurity advisory to warn that certain advanced persistent threat actors have exhibited the capability to gain full system access to multiple industrial control systems, supervisory control, and data acquisition devices, including Schneider Electric programmable logic controllers, Omron Sysmac Next PLCs, and Open Platform Communications Unified Architecture servers.
There is an energy producer in Texas who has identified a very serious malware instance in their system. This malware is not just in systems like a Windows, Vista that is sitting in one of these plants. No, it is in the Schneider Electric programmable logic controllers. That's a PLC. It is in the Omron Sysmac NEX PLCs and the Open Platform Communications Unified Architecture servers. Some of this stuff could only be put into these devices at the manufacturer. And so when I asked our dude named Ben Protector Megawatts, he said, what does it look like to you? These guys look at this stuff all day long. They say, Russian? Because the Russians are the ones that people really do fear. If you got the ghost in the machine, these guys are good. He says, this looks like our guys. Without making a formal accusation, of course. Of course, there's people who are doing reports on it, but it is not the hold on to your ass because the lights could go out in Texas or New York or anywhere. This would be the one, and they're not making a big deal out of it, which makes me highly suspicious.
This move will plummet civilization into chaos and total submission unless you are one of the lucky few that has already made preparations. John Bound reporting.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Oh.
have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's never been in this studio, though I've been in the studio for 2.5 years. Roger Stone, pinned down by fake charges, falsely convicted by a kangaroo court in D.C., pardoned by the 45th president of the United States, is in studio with us right now. You can see all the rain droplets on me. I walked out to get something out of my car. It's pouring down rain here in Austin, but the tyranny is pouring down as well. I want to talk big picture. I want to talk the upcoming midterms. I want to talk Trump. I want to talk DeSantis. I want to talk it all with you here today, but it dawned on me. You've not been here in 2.5 years because for a while, you weren't even allowed to leave Florida. Just simply incredible what we've been through, Roger. And now you and I, again, with the fake January 6th thing, are in their false crosshairs again.
You know, Alex, I feel like I'm back home. I mean, it's like a reunion. It's great to be here. So much has changed about InfoWars. It's gotten so much bigger, so much better. Yet the attacks have gotten so much, the velocity of them is really extraordinary. They are desperate to shut down InfoWars. It is the beacon of truth out there. And so many other people have come around to what you were saying 5 years ago. What you and I were saying in this studio, not the studio, but in this building, just years ago. And it's all come to pass. As our mutual friend Tucker Carlson says, they don't act like people who have a lot of time. They act like people who are frantic to cancel the Constitution and our freedoms because they are running out of time. They know they're a minority. They know that we are the majority. They know people are waking up. They know InfoWars and frankspeech.com and a handful of others, Real America's Voice, Right Side Broadcasting. There's a very few patriotic outlets out there where the truth can still be heard, but the American people are waking up, and that's because of InfoWars.
I agree, and I want to tell the globalists, even if they can shut down OAN or you or I or anybody else, the public gets what's happened now, and that there's a foreign globalist pro-Chi-Com force destroying us. So even if they silence all of us, America's too far awake now. No matter what they pull or what they do, I don't see them getting out of this.
I agree with that, Alex. I mean, between gas prices, food shortages, crippling inflation, the ignominious defeat of the United States around the globe, a foreign policy that makes no sense to anyone, the fake war in Ukraine, which is not even remotely about what they say it's about. People who voted for Joe Biden come up to me in public and say, what a mistake they made. So there is a red tide coming. But it's important that people understand that the election of a Republican majority in the House and the Senate will change nothing whatsoever. The key here is to have a subset of patriots in both houses. It could be 10 to 15 stout men and women in the House, as many as 3 or 4 in the Senate, who can use their leverage to change the agenda and save the country.
I want you to stop because what you're saying is the key to everything. The Republican establishment, the neocons are allied with the Democrat deep state, the permanent state, to shut down a populist movement that they fear that came through Trump, now DeSantis, and others. And so the key here is realizing just getting Republicans elected is not a panacea. It's having those hardcore groups to blow the whistle, to bully pulpit, and expose what happens to be that key swing vote.
There's no question. So, and people who are still sending their money to the Republican National Committee or sending their money to the Republican Congressional Committee, the Senatorial Committee, please, folks, go to the InfoWars site, send that contribution here. Or send it to my legal defense fund.
Yeah, the Democrats aren't attacking the mainline Republicans. They're attacking us because we're leading the populist movement. That's why they fear us.
There's no question. And the next 3 months are crucial. In other words, the Republican primaries in May and June and then August, because there aren't many in July, that's going to determine whether the Republic survives or not. My friend General Flynn, who I love and who I think is a great American, great patriot, great Christian, great constitutionalist, has a line where he says, we only have, you know, maybe 5 years to save the country.
I totally agree with him. I mean,
I think it's 6 months to 2 years at the very outset. But
well, they know they're losing, so they're going for broke to bring in a permanent authoritarian system.
There's no question. And that's why the January 6th thing and the abuse of the detainees, that's supposed to show everybody what will happen if you stand up to them. I mean, a complete denial of due process. People being beaten, people being tortured, people being kept in solitary confinement for the egregious crime of trespassing.
This is North Korea stuff.
Not being allowed to shade, not being allowed to medical attention, not being allowed to shower, not being allowed to defecate, being denied due process, not being given in discovery what they're entitled to under the law. The Attorney General could change all of this with a phone call. He doesn't. It is a violation of the Constitution. It's a violation of the Geneva Conventions. It's the greatest single scandal of our lifetime.
It's a danger. They've set up Guantanamo Bay in D.C.
They really have. This is a blood, feces-infested gulag. And they'd like to lock Roger Stone and Alex Jones in there, except for we don't know anything about it. Not involved. Think it was a bad idea. You and I went to Washington for the simple purpose of winning a 10-day delay in the certification of the Electoral College so that the irregularities in a handful of states like Arizona, like Georgia, like Michigan could be examined more closely. That's not seditious. It's not treasonous. It's not illegal. It's not improper. We have an absolute constitutional right to speak out for that, and they want to make that a criminal activity. They want to make that a crime. They want to take constitutionally protected political activity and free speech and make it a crime.
Well, that's right. For listeners that know that January 6th was a provocateur action, like the Whitmer situation, they're sick of hearing about it. But they have to understand, this is the beta test for everybody else. This is everything the establishment deep state Democrats and neocons are betting on with 197 days out for the midterms.
Well, and history is repeating itself. The prosecution of Paul Manafort, the prosecution of General Flynn, the prosecution of Roger Stone, that was mostly a signal to others that resistance was futile, that you couldn't resist the deep state or they would destroy you. And only through the grace of God am I here with you today, Alex. I mean, when I said that in a speech at the Republican State Convention in Utah, in Salt Lake City, I was assaulted by the Huffington Post because I believe in Jesus Christ. They say, oh, no, Stone attributes his salvation to Christ. Not likely, they say. It's outrageous. Now they're denigrating your religious beliefs. Unbelievable.
They're incredibly desperate. And everybody's turning against him. Biden is on TV taking orders from the Easter Bunny. You can't make that up. How do they get rid of Biden? What do they do? I mean, they have destroyed themselves.
Well, I believe that the new media coverage of the Hunter Biden laptop and the extraordinary corruption and treason, child sex exploitation, drug abuse there. Once the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and the networks begin covering that, that's the signal that the establishment is ready to dump Joe Biden. In other words, Alex, between the food, the gas prices, the food shortages, the inflation, the defeats around the globe, add to that the corruption and the entire Hunter Biden scandal and Joe Biden's inability to perform and even be cogent in public. The establishment has signaled now he will be dumped. So I predict that after the election, they themselves will enact the 25th Amendment and remove him. They will lionize him while they're doing it. This great statesman is just too ill to do the job. He gave 100% to his country, but now, because he's not well, we have to sideline him for his own good. Remember, it takes a majority of the cabinet plus the vice president under the 25th Amendment to remove Joe Biden.
So when does it happen?
Right after the election, almost immediately after the election, because Joe Biden is too heavy a burden to carry into another presidential election. I don't rule out that it could happen before, but I think it is probably too late.
So there's the Roger Stone prognostication, which I agree with. Biden, puppet Biden, will be removed after midterms.
That's my prediction, and I will stand by it. And I'll come back on the show when I'm proven right.
You will be proven right. I mean, he can't even operate. Probably, I'll be surprised if he can go that long. But you're saying in a couple hundred days he'll be gone. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
He's a former political prisoner. He's Roger Stone. He's here with us live in studio in Austin, Texas. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So Roger, I got a lot of stuff I want to cover with you in the next 45 minutes or so, but you want to get into Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leadership, what's come out about them, and then what's unfolding.
I think this is absolutely key. Unfortunately, President Trump seems to be deferring to Kevin McCarthy on some of these crucial endorsements, and I think that is an enormous mistake. McCarthy, we now know, not only told Liz Cheney on audio tape that Trump should be removed or should resign, and that he would tell Vice President Pence, who would then rise to the presidency, not to pardon the former president. That's treasonous. That's backstabbing. That's not acceptable. And then making it worse, we also know from the same source on audio, so he can't deny it, that he urged Twitter to deplatform three members of the Republican caucus. The big guessing game in Washington right now is who were the three? Was it Marjorie Taylor Greene? Was it Matt Gaetz? Was it Jim Jordan? Who was it?
And isn't it amazing that they're recording him and that's not even an issue?
It's really extraordinary. By the way, all this comes out of the New York Times. So normally I would be completely skeptical about it. I would think it didn't really happen, except for they have audio recordings. This is the same Kevin McCarthy who approved billions of dollars to Big Pharma for the COVID-19 hoax. The same Kevin McCarthy, by the way, who only said days ago that if we win a Republican majority, he will not move articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. Now, what we know, the little we know from the laptop already, there's more than enough grounds for impeachment of Joe Biden, certainly far more than the completely bogus efforts to impeach Donald Trump. But we already have from McCarthy, there it is. He's not playing for keeps. This guy doesn't have the courage to be the Speaker of the House and take the fight to the Democrats.
I'm not against gay people, but he lives with Frank Luntz. Is he blackmailed? Is he like the wife of Frank Luntz, or is he the husband?
Well, ironically, he withdrew from an earlier leadership contest. You may remember when Bob Livingston, congressman from Louisiana, was in line to become the Republican leader. There was a contest. McCarthy stepped forward. It was then revealed that he was having an extramarital affair with a congresswoman from North Carolina. This was reported by the Washington Examiner, picked up by Drudge. McCarthy withdrew from the contest. I don't know what the nature of his relationship with Frank Luntz is, other than to say that I find it very weird that a grown man who's married has a roommate in Washington, D.C., who looks like he has a Danish stapled on his head.
So everybody's turning against the establishment right now. What are they going to do?
Well, you're right about that. I mean, I'm looking at poll results in California, in Nevada, in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania, in Florida. So I'm not just looking at one region of the country. Alex, I have never seen the kind of volatility that I'm looking at right now. By that, I mean people are completely fed up with the political establishment, with the political elites. They don't trust the networks. They don't trust the cable news outlets. They don't trust politicians. They don't trust either party. I've never seen this kind of volatility. And what it means is that things are politically possible that would never have been possible before. Meaning, if you were a Republican U.S. senator, you're going to get reelected. The odds are overwhelming, virtually impossible to mount a challenge to you. That is no longer the case. The people are angry, they're pissed, and they're looking for non-politicians for the answers. Term limits which always was the most powerful issue on our side, has to be up front yet again. But what we can't have is people like Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma. This guy's running for the U.S. Senate. Alex, he praised the Capitol Hill police officer, Johnny Byrd, the guy who shot an unarmed veteran, Ashley Babbitt, in cold blood. He praised this officer as a hero. Then I go check. He when running for the House in eastern Oklahoma, he pledged to run for only three terms. Then he violated his pledge, ran for a fourth term, and now he wants to be a U.S. senator. And he calls himself a conservative.
Well, our biggest issue is globalists and just grifters and scammers that say they're Republican. And that's a problem with Trump. Our good friend, your really good friend, he keeps just endorsing some good, but a lot of bad people.
Look, I love Donald Trump. He saved my life. I will always be eternally loyal to him. When I agree with him, I yell it from the rooftops. When I disagree, frankly, I'm discreet about it because I owe him my life. And I still think it's amazing how much he got accomplished considering...
Yeah, but I agree. So why is he endorsing some turds?
Because I think he's getting bad advice. I think there is a disproportionate amount of influence by McCarthy. Let's take an example. The 4th District of New Jersey, the Trumpiest district in the Northeast United States. Trump won it by 26%. Chris Smith is the congressman. He's been there for 42 years. Voted for the Green New Deal. Voted for the vaccination registration.
He's a database. Fruit minion.
He's awful. Mike Crispy, a conservative commentator, comes forward to challenge him. McCarthy is essentially blocking Trump's endorsement of Crispy.
So shifting gears, how much trouble is McCarthy in with the base? Everybody hates his guts. I mean, why can't we have a challenge in leadership and remove him? And who would be good to replace McCarthy?
Well, I suspect we will have a challenge, but... I hate to answer your question with a question, but will we have a free, fair, honest, transparent election?
We're not supposed to question that. It's terrorism, too.
But we don't know whether that's true or not. So
I agree. That brings us to the next question. Going 2 minutes, we got time here. Obviously, the Democrats aren't going to let us have a free election. They already stole the last. They want to outlaw questioning election outcomes. What are you predicting for 2022?
My prediction is pretty dire. I'm predicting a new pandemic of some kind that begins in September. They will then use that pandemic as an excuse for lockdowns. But more precisely, they will rush through legislation which will be signed that says all voting has to be by mail because it's too dangerous for folks to go to polling places. It's too dangerous for them to actually show up on one day and vote. Here's the tip off, Alex. I don't think anybody voted for Macron. I don't think this guy won.
Totally agree. All the polls showed her winning massively. Le Pen, and then he went.
Yeah, so this has the... Look, I don't have enough time to... I haven't had enough time to look into it, but it smells very bad. And therefore, folks who stole the previous election, why couldn't they steal a future election?
They're emboldened. All they're going to do is lose power and go to prison. If they don't, they're going to steal the midterms or try.
The funniest thing going on is this lockstep thing about Trump and the big lie. There's no evidence of fraud, folks. None. Trump is crazy. It's a lie. No, the lie is that there's no evidence. There's overwhelming evidence of irregularities and anomalies. But the real point here is you can't say the election was stolen and you can't say it wasn't stolen because no court, no regulatory body, no legislature, no one's been willing to actually look at the evidence.
We are reaching a historic crossroads right now. Alex Jones here live with Roger Stone. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. We're covering critical intel you won't get anywhere else. Remember, the globalists work around the clock to shut this broadcast down for a reason. So share it and spread it. It's a revolutionary act. We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Chairs on the Titanic all day, but the globalists worldwide, the politicians they control, Klaus Schwab and David Rockefeller's minions, like Bill Gates brag about it, aren't going to let us take over peacefully and fix things. They don't want the will of the people to take place. Roger, I want to talk about Elon Musk. We think about him, Twitter. I want to get into so many big issues with you, but I cannot impress to listeners enough that we're not in normal political seasons here. We're in a global awakening and major populist realignment, rejecting the corporate tyranny, rejecting the leftist CRT pedophile garbage, and they aren't going to back off without trying to declare us all terrorists. And I believe the next 197 days, they're going to stage false flags to blame us, Roger. I want you to speak to the big picture, the Great Reset, all of it, and then let's get into Twitter battles and everything else that's happening.
Well, Twitter is actually key to this, Alex. I mean, Twitter is the head of the snake. Let me explain to you how media works today. Once an idea, regardless of how baseless, how false, how ridiculous, reaches
like us commanding January 6th.
Exactly. Once that reaches critical mass on Twitter, then the 200 reporters in the headquarters of the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal decide that it is a fact, and they report it as a fact. Also, those in government, particularly those who are corrupted in government, now decide that they have to prosecute that fact. So when Mueller's thugs storm my home at 6 o'clock in the morning with 29 heavily armed FBI agents brandishing fully automatic M4 assault weapons, they actually believe that when they got my emails, when they got my text messages, when they looked at the text messages between Alex Jones and I, they were going to find Russian collusion. To their consternation, they couldn't find any of the things that Twitter told them were there, that the bloodlust-filled fanatics on Twitter were absolutely certain would be found. So they had to fabricate charges against me. Twitter is absolutely that's where they get their marching orders. That's where the deep state legions get their marching orders. Chop off the head of the snake, and you completely disrupt their entire plan. That's why, potentially, Elon Musk is a savior. So here's what I think. He needs to fire everybody. Don't think that the globalists who work there now are going to take orders from the new boss, because they're not. We've already seen, by the way, when he first announced that he was taking a stake, did you see the statement, Alex, from the management? They're saying, well, we don't care what he says. He can join the board if he wants, but the board doesn't make decisions here.
But now, reportedly, he's taking it over today.
Look, from your mouth to God's ears. But if that's true, let me tell you, it needs to be reinstated in their Twitter feed. Number one, Donald J. Trump. Number two, Roger Stone. Number three, Alex Jones. Let's keep on going. All those great patriots who once had millions of followers.
Yiannopoulos.
Millions of followers.
Harrison Smith.
I had 980,000 followers on Twitter at the time that I was decapitated. They still never told me, other than maybe hurting Jay Tapper's feelings, why I was axed. I still don't know.
And they go, oh, how dare you beg to do that? It's where the open market of ideas are happening. It's the digital soapbox. And again, they say, oh, if it's a private company, do what it wants. Now suddenly, no, it's a threat to freedom if Elon Musk takes over and lets us have free speech.
One of the funniest things I saw last week was Robert Reich. I actually went to high school with this guy. He was the Secretary of Labor in the Clinton administration.
The garden gnome.
Yeah. This guy puts a post saying that Musk's commitment to free speech is the hallmark of every dictator and tyrant who's come down.
Oh, they're now claiming he works for Putin, even though he's been fighting Putin in Ukraine.
It's the exact opposite. If you look at Cuba, if you look at Venezuela, if you look at the Soviet Union, if you look at Nazi Germany, the hallmark of all those strongmen is censorship.
And they're saying stopping censorship is fascist. There's actual headlines. Elon Musk stopping censorship is fascism.
It's a threat to our democracy. Well, first of all, we're not even a democracy. We're a republic. They can't even get that part straight.
I'm very excited about Elon because he's come out against depopulation. He's come out against the poison vaccines. He's come out against the censorship. I mean, he's doing a lot of good stuff.
Look, he's always been an advocate for the legalization of cannabis, something I strongly agree with and have for 30 years. I think the guy, I don't think he's a conservative. I think he's a libertarian. I think he's a free thinker. But I really hope that if he does take control, he will clean house. He has to clean house because management has already said in the statement last week, which was extraordinarily arrogant, that they're not going to take new leadership even from a new owner.
But then shareholders go, wait, we want double the stock price. I mean, again, they're saying because it's a free company, right? Well, then it can do what it wants. And if it wants to give free speech back, well, again, the left is caught in a rock and a hard place here.
I've never understood why someone didn't just buy Twitter stock and then sue in the Chancery Court over the devaluation of the stock. There's no 230 issues there. Now, that assumes that the Chancery Court in Delaware is honest, and I'm not sure about that. But the left is absolutely apoplectic that this guy's committing
to free speech. Let's show some headlines. Report. Twitter and Elon Musk in final negotiations on takeover bid. Deal could be reached today. Now that's confirmed. Elon Musk purchase draws near. Let this meltdown and hold a funeral for Twitter. Political Armageddon approaches as Twitter deal with Elon Musk reported to be imminent. I mean, they are crapping their little red diapers.
Well, that, look, the Twitter has become a sewer of hatred and bloodlust. There was a time when it was fun. There was a time when you could go in there and have actually vigorous and kind of funny and entertaining debate. And there was some, you know, there was some back and forth that was worthwhile. Today, it is just an ocean of hatred. I mean, when I refused to testify and decided to invoke my Fifth Amendment rights for the phony January 6th committee, there were people on there who were advocating the gang rape of my 73-year-old wife who's battling stage 4 cancer. Of course, they're not banned, but criticized.
And dictators aren't, and former presidents are banned. And, you know, that's the thing. I have a whole stack of news here. I don't talk about myself all day. But millions of retweets saying Alex Jones admits January 6th was an attack. Alex Jones called the FBI. He's going to rat everybody out. No, they keep calling us over and over again saying, want to meet with you, want to fly down with three agents and three prosecutors. And I said, fine, give me immunity. I have nothing to hide, but so you can't set me up in a perjury trap, full immunity, I will talk to you. And then the New York Times puts it out that I'm coming out of the cold to expose January 6th. Guess what? Now I'm talking to nobody.
Alex Jones is not a Fed. Alex Jones, and I know this for a fact because we were talking. Yeah, they said, we want to question you. We want to question you.
I asked your advice a month ago.
Yeah, and you asked for immunity. Perfectly legal thing. And, of course, they're not going to give you immunity.
Which doesn't mean you're guilty. I'm not Martha Stewart. Like you said before we went on live on air. What type of ham sandwich did you have? Well, I had a sandwich. Well, you didn't tell there was mustard. They can literally say even something non-consequential is a lie and then say I've lied to them. Or if someone else said something that contradicts me, they say that's a lie and prosecute me. And only a moron would talk to them.
Yeah, so look, I have firsthand experience with their ability to take something you say that is immaterial, irrelevant, or innocuous and twist it into a crime. It's a process crime. That's the way they trap you, which is why I invoked my Fifth Amendment right. It's not because I knew anything about January 6th and the so-called insurrection.
Why the hell would we do that? That made us look horrible.
Well, listen, I had nothing to hide, but I understood their ability to twist your words into a crime, and therefore I invoked my constitutional right. That was my decision. Now, I think that just ignoring a subpoena would be stupid. In other words, I fulfilled my legal obligations under the subpoena.
I did the same thing, exactly.
And I elected not to answer questions and invoke my Fifth Amendment right. Why Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro and others have elected to just thumb their nose, that's not the legal advice that I followed.
We're going to come back in the final segment. You're also going to be co-hosting the show you used to co-host as an InfoWars employee, The War Room, today, 3 to 6 p.m. We're going to go to dinner this evening. But, I mean, wow, what a time to be alive, Roger.
This is an exciting time. I think we were born for this moment. Look, Alex, I honestly believe that the Lord spared my life for the battle ahead. And that's why it's important that InfoWars remain as strong.
And by the way, you really are born again, and that's real. I've experienced it. I've seen it. And so Roger is a Boy Scout now, and that's a good thing. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains, and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And I'm not going to give you the inside baseball, but I told you over a year ago that I was told Elon Musk was going to go all out against the New World Order by a very well-known individual. And then I was told that by some other people. I'll leave it at that. Then I had some meetings with some other people that are very well-known billionaires. And they said, listen, we don't like what's happening. We know you're right, and we want to fight it. We don't want to collapse civilization and society. So when I did that whole first hour today, that is probably the most important hour I've ever done. You need to understand that all this other stuff's important, but it's symptoms of the disease of the globalist. And Roger Stone's here with us. We got Robert Barnes coming up next hour. He was on fire with me Friday. Roger's going to ride shotgun for part of that. He'll be on the War Room as well today. But I just want you to realize that I'm not trying to sit up here and say I'm a revolutionary leader and I'm an important person. The globalists see me as that, and they see Donald Trump and Roger Stone and a few others as that. So we are your champions. You are our champions to keep us in the fight. But when I tell you that this is big leagues and we're taking them on a point-blank range and we don't back down, that's why they run stories saying, oh, we're backing down, we're coming into them, because they know our power is that we haven't backed down. So I'm asking you, and I want to thank all the people that made donations at InfoWarsStore.com. Right there at the top it says, be a sponsor, make a donation. I want to thank you and salute you. You are 1776 2.0. I want to encourage everybody to get T-shirts, books, films. Alex Jones was right. You name it at InfoWarsStore.com. And X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, pure atomic iodine. People say they have atomic iodine. They don't. We're the only folks that have it. It's back in stock. It's 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support. It's historic. And I thank you for keeping us in the fight. Roger, there's so much to hit. There's so much to cover. And it's so great to have you here. I'm trying to talk to Stan tomorrow. Maybe you can co-host the whole show with me. But on our radar, what else is key to you? What else do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners?
Well, first of all, Alex, I need to correct you on one thing. It was exactly 16 months ago you told me that you had heard from reliable sources that Elon Musk was going to ride to the rescue. I saved the email. I checked it this morning. You predicted this. I was skeptical. I said, Alex, I don't know. I don't think the guy's a
concern. I remember the conversation.
Yeah. So there's no question.
More than a year ago.
It was about 16 months ago, almost exactly, you said this. And you turned out to be right. He's now made Twitter an offer they can't refuse. This is chopping off the head of the beast. Right now, the people in the New York Times newsroom are on suicide watch, even as we speak, because this is their network. Once something reaches critical mass there, the next day you see it on the front page of the New York Times.
You know, you just reminded me of that, because it's not name-dropping. Elon had moved here. I'm not going to get into the insides of it. I missed out twice being invited. I'm going to leave it at that. I was always out of town. Bad luck when it happened. But, I mean, they're very high-level people told me this was going to happen, and it did. And I was also told that the war was coming in February from a certain person. So I mean, there's no doubt this is happening.
And the Great Reset, as Tucker Carlson says, these people don't act like they've got the luxury of time. They act like people who are in a hurry because they know the American people aren't going to put up with this.
Well, as you said, it's now confirmed in federal court that Chinese spies and others met with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden when he was vice president 6 years ago. And so it's all confirmed now. I mean, this is treason.
But let's be very clear. The people who told us that the Russian intelligence helped elect Donald Trump, the people who told us that Hillary Clinton did not spy on Donald Trump, the people who told us that the COVID-19 vaccinations were both safe and effective, the people who told us that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, now try to tell us that the war in Ukraine is about the Russians' expansionist desire to restore the faded glory of the old Soviet Union.
And they're holding George Soros' takeover back.
Well, look,
I'm not endorsing the war. It's just they bragged. They overthrew the government 8 years ago. They've been attacking the Russian border. I mean,
Max Blumenthal.
It came out that the U.S. former U.S. ambassador came out and said, yeah, Trump would have stopped a war, but we wanted one.
Max Blumenthal, who is a leftist, probably even a communist, but who has rightly said that we've already built the silos to drop in the offensive weapons, that we have been, we, the West, have been provocative, and that Putin is acting defensively. He doesn't want Russian missiles, pardon me, he doesn't want NATO missiles pointed at his country. He doesn't want bioweapons labs funded by U.S. taxpayers cooking up God knows what. And if you say that, then Bill O'Reilly attacks you as a Putin stooge, a Russian agent. No. My family members were mowed down by Russian tanks in Budapest in 1956. But if you're Alex Jones or you're Tucker Carlson or you're Roger Stone and you tell the truth about what's really happening in Ukraine, that Zelensky is an actor with a multi-million-dollar condominium in Miami Beach, by the way.
And we're not against him that he was a gay porn star. It's just the fact they bribe him with that. They blackmail him.
He's an actor. He's playing the role of a president. This war is not about what they say it's about. No, I'm not a traitor. No, I don't love Putin. No, I don't like the authoritarian system.
So how do you see it ending? The left is desperate. They're losing control worldwide. The globalist reset's in trouble. What are they going to do?
I think I still see a pandemic to preserve their power.
They're going to bring back a pandemic. And what about power outages? They're saying cyber attacks from Russia, but they admit it's the CIA put the chips in.
Well, not only that, but as Tucker Carlson's revealed, why this spate of problems at food processing plants?
They well, intend 40 to starve. Blown up now.
Right.
Not 20.
Right. So they intend to starve the American people into submission. No, it's not a conspiracy theory.
They're collapsing the border. They're devaluing the dollar. They're destroying the food processing. I mean, it's so obvious.
And I think they're going to put a state-run currency where the bank, where a central bank controls all money.
Exactly. What do you make of the head of the IMF saying the world economy is going to collapse, all the banks are insolvent, governments are insolvent, sorry, it's a mistake, but don't worry, we've got a new digital currency for you. She says this. We played the clip last hour.
Yeah, so here's how this is going to work. If you're politically incorrect, you can't get any of your own money. You can't go to the grocery store.
Italy says that with the new social credit score. They say you submit your money's worth something. If it isn't, it's not.
They've already put this in place in all places. Ukraine. Ukraine has made all these reforms. So they want to control your ability to get gasoline, if you could even afford it. But you won't be able to buy it because you're not approved to buy it. Nor will you be able to get groceries. Or the fundamentals of life.
Isn't this an incredible time where it's all happening? Everything the old timers warned us of, we're here.
Well, you were the Paul Revere of this. I mean, trying to shut down InfoWars is like trying to snuff Paul Revere. You heard it here first. And what did they say? You're a conspiracy theorist. No, we're conspiracy realists. Virtually everything we said. I came on this show and I talked about Jeffrey Epstein 3-4 years ago. Before anybody in the mainstream, it's all in my book, The Clinton's War on Women.
It was written
6 years ago when I first reported on it. And now you realize the entire story turns out to be true. This guy was blackmailing everybody and his brother. He was essentially a mercenary working for the Israelis, working for the Saudis, working for the Americans. And no, I don't believe he killed himself.
And people went and had sex with underage girls on purpose to be inducted into the cult, into the blackmail.
Or some did it not realizing that they were being videoed and it would later be used against them.
Absolutely. This is an incredible moment. What would you call this point in history, Roger Stone?
Well, they call it the Great Reset. I call it the Second American Revolution. I mean, I still think that we are a majority. I know that we are a majority. So when I go out in public, even in downtown Austin, there's still a plurality of patriots who furtively give me the thumbs up or pat me on the back or tell me that they're praying for me. We are still a majority. They want to suppress that majority. Unfortunately, the minority is both vocal and they're violent. We're not the violent ones. They're the violent ones. If I saw Speaker Nasty Piglosi eating in a restaurant, I wouldn't go up to her table and start screaming. I wouldn't physically threaten her. I'd ignore her. But that's not how the left thinks. They're the ones who are intolerant. They're the ones who are dangerous. They're the ones who use violence. Antifa and Black Lives Matter burned down half the country, did millions of dollars of damage to public and private property, killed people, injured people, and yet no one has been prosecuted.
All right, we're going to go to break here. You're going to do 5 more minutes with us, and you're going to be stay with us. Rob Barnes, actually, so that's good. And then you're going to be on the War Room today. Roger Stone is on fire. Roger, where are your websites? How do people find your verboten programs and this great new Frank speech thing? He's so great. People bitch at Lindell for saying we turn the election over in a few months. He was being an optimist. The point is he's built a whole new network, and it's beautiful.
FrankSpeech.com. You can go see the Stone Zone every day, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern.
And you're going to be shooting it live here today?
Yes, we're going to shoot it
right here. Yep. All right, we love it. We're not in competition with OAN or Frank Speech or anybody, folks. We're in competition with tyrants, and we love it. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I want to thank the listeners for keeping us in the fight. Hour number 3, straight ahead with Robert Barnes and Roger Stone.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts.